staff stood down last month. Mr Swinney is now expected to become First Minister, but he'll need the backing of MSPs in Holyrood. Leader of the Scottish Conservatives, Douglas Ross, wants him to put Scotland first.
His slogan for his campaign is uniting for independence, not yet uniting to improve our NHS or education system or revitalise local services or invest in our economy to create more jobs.
The UN's warned an Israeli offensive in Rafah would be devastating for the 1.4 million people in the Gazan city. The IDF has dropped leaflets urging families to move north to avoid getting caught in the conflict. Hamas has called it a dangerous escalation and put ceasefire negotiations in jeopardy. Israeli government spokesperson David Mensah says this is necessary to root out the militant group.
In Rafah, the IDF is not an army that seeks to conquer and occupy. Ours is an army that seeks to liberate. To liberate Gaza from Hamas.
The business secretary says she's making it the law for new bars, restaurants and offices in England to have single-sex toilets in order to protect privacy and dignity. Care homes, hotels, schools and buildings used for early years provision are all exempt. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money trial has fined him nearly £800 for violating his gag order. It's the second sanction for the former president for inflammatory comments about witnesses since it started last month. It's understood West Ham have agreed a deal to replace David Moyes as manager. Julen Lopetegui will apparently take over at the end of the season. And French bakers have made the world's longest baguette. The 140-metre long loaf was cooked in a specially built moving oven on wheels. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
Thanks, Laura.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening we'll start largely cloudy with spells of daytime rain lingering around. The conditions will gradually turn drier with skies largely clearing by dawn with overnight lows of 9. Now heading over to Tuesday morning, it'll be largely dry with plenty of sunny spells, variable clouds and a few scattered showers through the afternoon. These ease in by the evening also with highs, yeah, it's getting a little bit warmer, of 19.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome along to Bank Holiday Monday here on Drive. Huge shout out as always to Scott Ross, and he will be back in the seat tomorrow between 1 and 3. So welcome aboard, it's all about Drive now. Now the sun may not be shining, but we've got great music here in Brentwood. Not one, but two brand new polls and much more to keep you going up till 6pm tonight. Let's kick off with A Higher Love, Stevie Winwood version. We play everything from the 70s to nowies.
My
Aya Love from 1986. And I didn't say Aya Love, but if you wanted to take that, you can. Aya Love is what I said. Not Aya Love, how you doing? That was Aya Love with Steve Winwood. I am Joe. Aya Love, how you doing? Now, we have... we're going back to the 90s. I do love a little bit of Britpop. I do know a lot of Charmless Men, but I'm not going to tell you who I think they are. But this one is Blur with Charmless Men. You can let me know though, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you want to get hold of me at the station.
I met him in a crowded room where people go to drink away their gloom. He sat me down, so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his Clara from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been Ronnie Craig, but then nature didn't make him that way.
He went na 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 na.
He thinks he's Charmless man, I just had to
Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Top.
if you're joining us for the very first time on Drive, welcome aboard. Yes, I'm here every weekday between 3 and, I was going to say 7, then I was going to say that's a little bit too long, between 3 and 6 p.m. every weekday. Now, I'm going to throw a fact at you, and I'll let you know what the answer is just after the ads. So, the first fact of the day is, what do you think is the first thing that people subconsciously notice about you? So, what do you think the first thing that people subconsciously notices about you? And I'll let you know after the ads.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Is that don't drink, don't smoke? What do you is something inside.
So, so that might be a clue, actually. That was Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes. Yes, so the question I gave you just before the break was, what do you think the first thing that people subconsciously notice about you? And it is actually shoes, apparently. I'd say hair. I don't know, actually. I'm going to work that one out. I might try that. Let me know, though, what you think as well. radio@phoenixfm.com. I'm happy to give you a shout as well, if you wish. If you want any requests, you can use that email address as well. Or, of course, on my socials at Joe Bailey Music, or on Twitter, formerly, well, now X, I should say, at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now, we're going back to the 90s from the, I was going to say, the Bitterest Pill. Was that the name? Oh, can you tell it's a bank holiday? I can't remember my favourite album now. It's Alanis Morissette with Ironic. Is that ironic as well? I don't know, actually. Could be.
He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
Morissette with Ironic here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice. Do more than you think. Now, coming up around 3:30, what I normally do is kind of a home and away, and sometimes away and away, where I do play you songs that were number one on this day, not just from the UK, but from around the world. But no, not today. I thought I'd switch it up a little bit. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. You'll have to let me know in a minute. So, I have a song title. It's the same title for two songs, but different people singing them. So, Rich Girl is coming up twice. And I want you to let me know who the artists you think are. So it's the song title. Oh no, it's really confusing. Hang on. Let me start again. So I've got a song title called Rich Girl, right? And it's for two songs, both with the same title, but by different artists. So I want you to let me know in roughly 5-6 minutes time. You got up to 5-6 minutes, I should say, what you think the artist or singer is going to be. It's the first time I've tried this. It could well be the last, to be fair. Right, I'm going to go straight to the travel now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, there's delays on the M25 anti-clockwise. That is coming back into Essex from Kent. You're looking at around a travel time of 20 minutes there. Now, in Hutton, there's temporary traffic lights due to water main works on Byron Road. That's around Kingsley Road. And on the A12, speed restrictions of 40 miles per hour. And one lane closed due to resurfacing work on the A12. That's both ways between Junction 13, Ingerstone, and Junction 16 at Stock Road. That's Galley Wood. All the other roads actually looking not too bad around the M25 or any of the local roads around here. Nothing unusual going on in London as well at the time. Now, on the rail is all okay, but on the tube, if you're heading out, there's minor delays on the central line between Leytonstone and Hainault. No service on Victoria line. No service via Victoria on the Circle line between Edgware Road and Tower Hill. Severe delays on the District line also. Please do check the apps for that if you are heading that way. Normal service resumed on the Northern line, but the underground station is still closed at Kentish Town, and trains not stopping on the Piccadilly line at Gloucester Road, all due to engineering works. But hang on, it's flashed again in front of my eyes. Here we go. There's no service on the DLR between Beckton and Canning Town. Severe delays as well between Bank and Tower Gateway, and between Woolwich Arsenal and between Canning Town. So that is it for your travel updates. There'll be more from me in an hour. Now here's the latest track from Bon Jovi. To say John Bon Jovi, but he's not. It's Bon Jovi with Legendary, and that song's actually about his high school sweetheart. He's still married to her. They both met back in 1989. So how lovely is that? And if you heard through the song as well, you can hear there's a little tiny little sort of nod your cap kind of thing to Van Morrison, because the brown eyed girl, when he keeps saying that. I should have let you know that before, but never mind. You'll know for next time. And if you want to have a look, see what's going on with our music, you can have a look on our A list. All the latest songs that are out, you can come to phoenixfm.com. You'll see the music tab. Go onto that and you'll see not only the very latest A list that we've got here at Phoenix FM, but you can go back virtually, I think, 20 years to see what was on our A list. So, and you can have any request you like, whether you want to use me as your jukebox or just have a shout for someone. Could be someone's birthday, whatever. Anyway, here on Bank Holiday Monday, we're going back to the 80s again, and then we'll be having our two songs with the same titles called Rich Girl. But can you know who the artists are that I'm going to play? That's all coming up soon. But first, going back to the 80s with Modern Romance with Best Years of Our Lives. That's a good fun song there. Modern Romance, Best Years of Our Lives. Coming up now, I know, I feel like I should have a drum roll. It's the first time we've done this. Two songs with the same title. What are the artist's name? So, Rich Girl is the songs. We've got two coming up. Gwen Stefani featuring Eve is the first one. But who is the second artist going to be?
Na 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 na.
And a lamb, I rock the fetish people. You know who I am.
Yes, now we got the style that's wicked. I hope you can all keep up. We climbed all the way from the bottom to the top. Now we ain't getting nothing but love.
Never was a rich girl.
Na 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 na.
But it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Girl.
Daryl Hall and John Oates. That was from Ashley. That was 1977, that one. And of course, the other rich girl who is actually rich now was Gwen Stefani, featuring Eve. So if you got that right, that's an extra point for you today. Well done. And that, I believe, was from, I can't remember. I think it was 2005 it was, and reached number 4 in the charts. So that was the very first time we'd done that segment, and I think it might be the last, but two brilliant songs anyway. Right, now we've got Harry Styles, As It Was. I am going to let you know before that, though, we've got what International Day is today. Now, if you joined us for the first time, I do this every day, let you know what day it is, a special one. There's many, many, many ones all over the world and many in the country as well. But today, and I think it's a good one because it's a little bit rainy outside, it's International No Diet Day. Yes, I know. Oh, I bet you wish I'd have given this to Mikey this morning on breakfast, didn't you? Anyway, too late now. But it's nice to give ourselves a break from body shaming ourselves as well. So take time out, be a little bit kind to yourself, because, like, you know, there's so much fat phobia and sizeism as well going on nowadays, especially for, like, younger generations. So eat what you love within moderation for the rest of the day. Now, it's also National Beverage Day. I'm not going to encourage you to drink certain drinks, though, anyway. But on this International No Diet Day, I've chosen a new poll where we're going to discover the Britain's favourite butty. And all that is coming up by the top of the hour. I told you we've got it all going on today. Anyway, here's Harry. Come on, Harry.
Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St. Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St. Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice.
We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
A little bit of Fleetwood Mac on a Monday. That was everywhere, and we play stuff from the sometimes 60s as well, right up to now. He's here on Drive. If you've got a request, you know what to do by now. Now, I'm going to go to the first poll today. Yes, and again, just for a disclaimer, I don't make these polls up. They're not down to me. So if you do want to moan, though, you can get hold of us, radio at phoenixfm.com. Yes, it's International No Diet Day, so I have chosen the top 10 Brits' favourite butties of all time, according to this poll. So we're going to number 10. I wonder if any of these are your favourites. You might be surprised. Don't shout the radio again. It's not my fault. Now, 10 is beef and horseradish. I'm not sure about that. 9 is smoked salmon and cream cheese. Now, when I used to eat bagels, I loved the cream cheese one. Enough about me, though. 8, prawn mayo. Now, I think that's a bit of a kind of Marmite choice, I think. Pardon the pun. Anyway, number seven, Coronation Chicken. Do people still buy them? Do you buy them? Let me know. Number six is Egg and Cress. Yes, thank you very much. That's one of my favourites. Number five is Cheese and Pickle. Oh, hello. That is a butty of my choice, to be fair. You're still with me, and we've only got another four left. So you can switch it off for a little while and then come back with us in about 5 seconds, if you like. Now, number four is a fish finger. Don't mind if I do. Thank you very much. Number three, tuna mayo. Put a jacket potato on that for that, and I'm all over that one. I feel like that now. I'm getting really hungry. What's the time here? 3:52 on Phoenix FM. Now, number two, chicken salad. I don't know who made this survey up, but then I don't know. They're not my type of people, that's for sure. And number one was the classic. It's BLT. Yes, of course it is. Bacon, lettuce and tomato. I had to think about what it was then, to be fair. Or, of course, there's substitutes now as well for the meat. So I was thinking, right, what song can I play after that? Because you know I do love a very tenuous link. So the only one I could think of to do with anything to do with butties, because I love a chip butty, was Kirsty MacColl. Kirsty MacColl, there's a guy works down the chip shop. Now, Roy has just been in touch and said there is another song that goes with what I've just been talking about with sandwiches. It's by the Newsbeats. That is coming up in a minute. But I've got a BLT fact, in fact. Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, it's about the humble sandwich. Now, the original BLT can be traced back to 1903. That rhymes. When the club-style sandwich featured in the Good House Housekeeping Everyday Cookbook. There we go. And apparently 85% of us, again, I didn't do the poll, enjoy a sandwich without real butter. No, that's wrong. They can't enjoy a sandwich without real butter. That's right, yeah. And 41% of us love a tablespoon of mayo. But I think it depends what you've got in your sandwich. I wouldn't necessarily fancy that with like a bit of salmon or anything like that. Anyway, I'm getting really hungry now just talking about that. But listen, Roy, thank you so much, because we do have the news beats with bread and butter. From 1964. Right, now we're coming up to the top of the hour really quickly, actually. That one's gone. We're going to come back. We've got another poll when we come back. We do have a brilliant four at 4:30 as well. All from a chart way back when on this day. There is five songs today for our four at 4:30. I know it doesn't suit the title, but we can make up the rules as we go along, right? Now, also, I've got a theme tune, and it's a classic one. I want you to let me know what the theme tune is. I'll be playing it a couple of times as well throughout the next hour, but I'm going to play this leading up to the news, and I'll see you back here after four. Do you know what the tune is?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.